Another beautiful day in the deep south. Disposition. What kind of disposition have you got? I don't know about you, but it does have to be around people with a sunny disposition. Don't you agree? Now, in my life, as I look back, I've had some very, very important women in my life. Very important. My mother and my sister and my wife. I was blessed. And I dare say you can say the same thing about women in your life. So important, the example that they gave you. You know, the Bible talks about, in Paul's letter to Timothy, about his women in his life. He said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I persuaded it is in you also. He don't mention anything about his daddy and his granddaddy. He talks about his mother and his grandmother, Paul does. You know, women are so important. They are so important. And I tell you what, a lot of women has got a better disposition than us men. I'm telling you, they do. We need to have a good disposition. We need to be thankful. I think about what Danny said about going after, about those people over there, you know, what they didn't have. And they said, we were go over one time with a truck. And so they come up, and so they start loading in the truck, in the back, and it's in the front with you. So you get to the point where you know, you don't have room to drive, hardly. They just keep piling in. We wouldn't dare do that, would we? We'd take four or five cars if we had it to go somewhere. But they're poor. And I dare say that disposition is good. I dare say it is. They're just happy, glad, thankful. We learn a lot from that. Oh, I can. Because sometimes I get to feeling down and out. And I think to myself, count your blessings, Wilbur. Count your blessings. Thank God for what you got. Thank God. Praise God. A sudden disposition rubs off on others. I think it does. It does. Remain faithful. Commit yourself to God and remain faithful to God. Remain faithful. And think about him. Think about what he's done for you and is doing for you. I called brother the other day, brother Gerald Carter, Linda, his wife. I spent a many a night with him. Now, he's a little older than me, but he's in awful shape. Her too, she's not doing good either. And I hung up the phone after talking to them. I thought to myself, how much God has blessed me. How much God has blessed me. Shouldn't it do something for my disposition? Shouldn't I be thankful? Absolutely. Now, I ain't got on this little old speaker this morning. Do I need it? Maybe I do. Well, it's on. But I ain't got it attached to me. Sorry about that. You know, in the old Bible, you remember hearing stories about Joseph? You know, he's the one that was sold by his brothers to go to Egypt, sold him to go over there in Egypt. But he got over there and God was with him. He's a good man. And so this man named Potiphar took Joseph into his house. And he took care of, sounded like the whole business, whatever, you know. But Potiphar's wife took a liking to him. She did. She took a liking to him. And so we read about that in Genesis chapter 39. And so she tried to get Joseph to get in bed with her. And Joseph said something that's just something we need to remember. These words right here. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? That's what Joseph told her. That's a good thing to remember. When you're tempted, whatever it may be, it may not be nothing to do with what Joseph and Potiphar's wife. But how can you do this great wickedness and sin against God? How you go? Where are you going to find the evil inside you to do that? You know what Joseph did? He took off. Yeah. He took off. Now, what if he had been lusting after her? And she was eyeing him. What if he had been doing the same thing to her? Would he run? Maybe not. Maybe not. You know, Paul told Timothy to flee. And that's what we need to do many times. You ever been around people and you think I'm with the wrong crowd? I'm with the wrong crowd. I'm with the wrong people. You feel like you need to flee, and you go ahead and flee, okay? You ain't got to be accepted by them. You ain't got to give in to sin and to Satan. You ain't got to do it. He took off, Joseph did. So what is that disposition he had? To do what is right. You know, James says to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You ever have something like that in your life? Something you know you need to do? Somebody you know you need to call or visit? You know it's good. You know you need to. Maybe it's something from long ago. I don't know. It might even be something back in high school that you remember. And you think about it. You think, well, you know, I wonder if they still hold a grudge against me. I need to make this thing right. I need to clear my conscience. I need to have the right disposition to say I'm sorry. You know in the Bible how many times the words I have sinned is in there? Take a guess in your mind. How many times do you think that's in there? You know, Judas said it. David said it about twice. It's less than 10 times. People don't want to say that. They will say, oh, I made a mistake. I made a mistake. And if they do say, I have sinned, they say, well, you know, you sinned too, you know, old boy. You've sinned too. We try to make it sound a little bit better, don't we? I've sinned. I've sinned. You ever said that? Have you ever said that in your whole life? That I have sinned. I am sorry I have sinned. No one's to blame but me. That's having the right disposition. It's called humility. That's right. You know, years ago when I worked for Alabama Power, they used to have these speakers come down and talk to us because, you know, we was a public utility and we dealt so much with the public. And they'd have these speakers to come down and don't tell them what to pay them. But, and they was, you know, motivational speakers and sort of thing. But this one guy came one time. I don't know his last name. Well, I do. Joe Sarver was his name. Now, he was talented. I tell you. But what he said that day has kind of stuck with me. This has been probably 30 years ago or more than 30. He said, some people have stinking thinking. Stinking thinking. You don't want to have that. Don't have stinking thinking. Have good thoughts. Those people that come in there to be waited on, and I think Chick-fil-A must hire a bunch of them because they got some good employees. And they must tell them, you know, you got to be nice to the people. Well, shouldn't we be the same way? If we got to be, don't we want to be nice to people? Don't we want to be showing that we love you and we care about you? And you care about what your troubles are. And we have good thinking. And we have a good disposition. You know, disposition has to do with temperament, personality, and self-control. Oh, self-control. You ever lose your self-control sometime? You say something you wish you hadn't said. You wish you hadn't have said that. You know, I know I'd say some things to Sue sometime. And I didn't remember what it was. But I could tell by her answer to me. You know, I'd say like, "You okay?" "I'm okay." "Uh-oh." Uh-oh. Let me think back now. You know, that was kind of quick. You know, "I'm okay." And you should be so careful about your spouse. You know, sometimes the people that we love the most, we say the worst to them. We do. Why? Because we feel like they'll take it. You know? We feel like they'll just take it off us. And so we just go ahead and blurt it out. A good disposition is so important, brethren. You think Jesus had a good disposition? Absolutely. Oh, I think it was wonderful. I think Timothy's voice right here when he talks about him. Spirit of the Lord is in you. Is it in us today? Are we living today like we would live at the last day of our life? What if we knew this was the last day? There's a brother up there in Kentucky, he used to pray. He's gone on too. Now him and his wife both passed away. But he used to pray in church there at Mount Carmel was the name of that church congregation. And he'd say, "Lord, may we live today like we would wish we had lived on Judgment Day. May we live today like we wished on Judgment Day we had lived." Can you imagine being on Judgment Day and knowing the opportunities that you missed? Because you didn't live for the Lord. You didn't put Him first in your life. He was sometimes first. But most times He just run along about middle. You know what we talked about last night about lukewarm? Lukewarm. And would you be cold or hot because you're lukewarm or spew thee out of my mouth? Do we feel like we're lukewarm? Do we feel like we're strong? Do we feel like we're hot, so to speak? We're on fire for the Lord. Do we feel that way? Are you satisfied with your life? Another song that says, "Is my Lord really satisfied with me?" In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul gives some good instructions here. Begin reading at verse 15. "See that none render evil for evil unto any man." Okay. So somebody done you wrong, And you think, I'm going to get even with them. I'm going to pay them back for the wrong they did me. But ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice with evermore. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. What a disposition to have right here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Do not smother the Holy Spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Now this verse 22, my mama pounded this into my head. I remember this so much. Abstain from all appearance of evil. I mean, that was one thing that she pounded into me. And she is, of course, afraid where I'd go out at night or something like that and get with some people I shouldn't be and what I might do. And so if it appeared to be evil, don't go there. Don't go. You know, the Bible is such a wonderful book, isn't it? It's just such a wonderful book. It just hits us all. I need this book. What are you talking about? I need it. I need it in my life. Stay from all appearance of evil. I'll read you something else. In Luke chapter 11, he talks here about the Holy Spirit. We just read there. Of course, not the Spirit. In Luke chapter 11, I put my finger on it. Luke chapter 11, let's start reading at verse 11. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give for a fish, give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Okay. Now look at this verse 13. If ye, talking about me, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. And we do, don't we? We know how to give good gifts to our children. How much more, look at this now, shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Do you know that was in the Bible? For years, I didn't know that was in the Bible. God will give you his Holy Spirit if you ask him. Oh, that's powerful. That's powerful, friends. Powerful message right there. You do that? Do you ask God for his Holy Spirit? Do you ask him for his Spirit to be with you? Friends, we need him all the time. What we really just want to go pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. And now we read this about how good God is. And we're just evil people. He says that. You know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more does God know to give to us? And he does give to us. Friends, we are loaded with gifts. Our disposition should be just wonderful. I'm so happy. I'm so thankful. God is so good to me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It says in Galatians chapter 6 and 9, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I don't want to faint, do I? I don't want to give up. Friends, if you don't have God, you don't have nothing. You're completely without anything if you ain't got the Lord. That's right. As we have therefore opportunity, he says in Galatians 6, let us do good unto all men. Oh, Lord. Especially to them who are the household of faith. Who do you like to have? Who do you like to make, be company with? Huh? Do you like to be around people that's faithful, that's Christians, that's got a good disposition? He said, well, yeah, I do. I do. It lifts me up. It helps me. I go to church and we sing and we pray and I see my brethren in there. And I love my brethren. I love my brothers. Absolutely. Yes, we do. You know, Matthew chapter 7. It paints a sad picture here. Jesus teaching here. Matthew 7, verse 21. Where your treasure is, your heart will be also. Okay, let's go back to verse 14. If you forgive men their trespasses, listen to this now, please. Your heavenly Father will also forgive you. You hear what he's saying? Jesus is saying, if you forgive, Jesus, God will forgive. Now, if you don't forgive, he's not going to forgive you. And friends, if you don't get forgiveness, you don't have anything. If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither... It's scary. Neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Well, you don't know how I've been hurt. No, I don't. Friends, we're all going to get hurt through life. What did Job say, man, that's born a woman that's few days and full of trouble? That's true. You're going to have trouble in life, but you've got to have the disposition of being forgiving. How you saw that. He said, if you don't forgive, God's not going to forgive you. Forget it. Let it go. Let it go. That's right. Be forgiving. Don't be weary in well-doing. Be thou faithful unto death, Revelation says, and I will give thee a crown of life. Our disposition, our attitude, it should be very, very positive. Very positive. Don't have a negative attitude. Have a thankful attitude. All the time. On the job, at home, and I would say especially home. Have a good attitude with your mate. A cheerful attitude. That's my thoughts this morning. Hope it's been encouraging to you. It's so wonderful to think about our blessings. What God has done and what God is doing right now. He's blessed us so much. So many ways. As we stand and sing an invitational song, who can assist anybody here that's a member of the church, you've gone away, you want to come back and ask for forgiveness and ask for prayer, please do that. If you're not a member, if you've never been baptized, friends, you've got to be born again. You've got to be born again. You've got to be born again. You know, the day of Pentecost, those people that killed Jesus Christ. You commit something like that, what can you undo what you've done? Men and brethren, they cried out, what shall we do? Okay, Peter, you've convinced us that we sinned. But what can we do? Repent and be baptized, every one of you. repent and be baptized. And that's what we must do today if we hadn't been baptized. Why don't you come together and we stand and we sing.